Of The Journey, the monthly newsletter of Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church. Church contact information, telephone 845-45-22933. Website, pokumc.com. Email, poughkeepsieumc@gmail.com. Staff and leadership, as listed in the newsletter. PUMC volunteer, Pat McCullough, Handbell Choir Director. PUMC Affiliates, Leadership Staff, Kat Vibrock, Community Nursery School Director, and Casey Sharp, Director of Harriet Tubman Academic Skills Center. PUMC Staff, Craig Gabor, Pastor, Karen Milham, Secretary, Polly James, Choir Director, Stephen Sichtberg, Organist, Angela Soto White, Children's Ministries, Neil Pickett, Custodian. March 2026 edition of The Journey. Please note that the deadline for the April Journey is Wednesday, March 11th. Now, a greeting for this season.
Greetings. In Psalm 34:8, the psalmist says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." Sometimes I like to check out the one-star reviews on Amazon when I'm buying a book or product. Recently, I purchased Your Design Body by Steve Laufman and Howard Glicksman. Out of curiosity, I clicked on the one-star reviews. As expected, they were negative, but something more telling quickly became apparent. None of the one-star reviewers had actually purchased the book. None mentioned having read it. How could you possibly review something you have not experienced? All of the 4- and 5-star reviews, by contrast, carried the red verified purchaser label. They were longer, more thoughtful, and clearly rooted in experience, something entirely absent from the one-star reviews. Two things came to mind. First, how often am I a one-star, unverified critic myself? Second, the psalmist's invitation to taste and see that the Lord is good. Being an unverified critic comes easily to us, making assumptions about others, projecting motives, presuming capabilities, may even have offered survival benefits in our evolutionary past, but it comes at a relational and communal cost. When Jesus encountered the rich young man who asked an honest question, he gave him the benefit of the doubt and allowed him to define himself. How much room is there for unverified critics in the kingdom of God? Taste and see is an invitation to a relationship, to experience God from the inside. It is the movement from observer to participant, from speculation to encounter. It is what gives a person that spiritual, verified purchaser label, not because they have everything figured out, but because they have come openly, even expectantly. 1 Peter is bold about what follows. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. 1 Peter 2, 1-3. Through that experience, the creature grows into the image of Christ. Use this season of Lent to draw closer to God, to taste and see, so that you might draw closer to what God is most deeply invested in, you and me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, here are some upcoming opportunities in the life of the church. We are looking for readers for the Good Friday service on April 3rd. If you would like to participate, please contact the church office. Children's Ministry will host an Easter event called Stepping into the Spirit on Saturday, March 28th. There will be an Easter egg hunt, crafts, story time, and snacks. More information will follow. Vacation Bible School will return July 9th through July 11th. Adult volunteers will be needed. Please speak to Angela Soto White if you can help. Our next Fellowship Discovery Luncheon will be Tuesday, March 24th at noon. Please reserve your spot by March 19th. The Church Council met on February 4th. Registration is open for the nursery school. The Harriet Tubman Academic Skills Center is fully funded and running well. The Social Justice Committee continues its educational programming. Lenten devotionals are ready. A prayer walk is scheduled for April 4th. Trustees are evaluating electrical and HVAC repair proposals following frozen pipe issues. They are also exploring solar panel installation to lower our maintenance footprint. Friendship Circle meets Monday, March 9th at 1 p.m. Youth Group had a busy February, including an escape room challenge, a prison ministry presentation, and participation in the Hudson Valley Bridge Builders Winter Workday. In March, youth will stock pews, hear a guest speaker on UMCOR missions, attend a production of The Addams Family, support the Bridge Builders fundraising gala, and participate in a Holy Week experience. Youth Group is open to grades 6 through 12. Friends are welcome. Our St. Patrick's Day dinner will be Tuesday, March 17th from 5 to 6:30 p.m., featuring corned beef, ham, potatoes, cabbage, carrots, Irish soda bread, and dessert. Volunteers are welcome. From the choir room, Polly James reminds us that Lent is a solemn season of preparation. The choir has been working diligently on music for Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. In our hymn background feature, we highlight O for a Thousand Tongues, written by Charles Wesley in 1739 to celebrate the anniversary of his conversion. The tune, called Asmon, was written by Carl Glaser and arranged by Lowell Mason. Originally 18 stanzas long, the hymn we sing begins with Wesley's 7th stanza. If you have a favorite hymn you would like to learn more about, please reach out to Jen Harmer. Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday on March 29th. Worship services will be held Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Maundy Thursday service is April 2nd at 7 p.m. Good Friday service is April 3rd at 7 p.m. A somber prayer walk will take place Saturday, April 4th at 10 a.m. Easter Sunday is April 5th. We invite you to join prayers for the world each Sunday in the lounge, beginning 10 minutes after worship concludes. This is a time of prayer, not political debate. Community Nursery School continues to serve families in Poughkeepsie. Registration for the 2026 to 2027 school year is open. For more information, contact 845-47-13343 or visit cnspumc.com. Finally, thank you for your continued prayers for our members, friends, military personnel, and all those affected by conflict and hardship around the world. This concludes the audio read-through of The Journey. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Until next time, God bless you and yours.